Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Now, the World Cup draws to an end, thank God, this weekend. I'm sick of hearing about it. But we've had 102 matches, two still to go. England face France in the third place playoff. And then we've the big one on Sunday, Spain versus Argentina. But we're going to look how the World Cup has been for you. And I'm joined by Irish Independent journalist Tanya Sweeney, along with Phil Egan from Off the Ball. Tanya, I'll start with you. You're the one who was the bluffer, weren't you, at the start of the World Cup?
And I'm still bluffing away. I mean, I've gotten better at the bluffing is about the best I can give you now. But yeah, I've been sitting in the pub. I mean, probably it's been a miracle I haven't been thrown out of wherever I've been, because I've been in there like a world-class expert in geopolitics, number one. And then, you know, a complete... grade A expert in soccer and football.
And did you get away with it? Did you get away with it?
Let's just say a drink had been taken, so I think I've gotten away with it. But I mean, I'm sure if I zoomed out and listened to myself, I'm sure most people are like, would she ever give over? I mean, I've gone to a couple of things with my brothers who will really let me away with anything. And, you know, they know that I am just full of crap to the absolute brim. So they just let me off, you know. And of course, the other thing I do is I ask a lot of questions and I let other people faff on as well. Now, my brother doesn't kind of know what he's talking about, but I'll go, are you sure about that now? Really? Do you think that's true? I don't know. No, Andrew. So there's been a lot of that going on and I've enjoyed every second of it. I don't care that the football purists want me dead.
And tell me, did you end up actually watching many of the matches?
Well, now, as a true fair weather fan, I gave a lot of the early matches a swing. But when it started to get into the kind of big ticket stuff, it was very handy because, you know, a lot of the matches were on as we moved through the tournament, you know, at about 8 o'clock or 9 o'clock. So child was in bed. You know, it was either that or Love Island, and that doesn't wash in my house now. So, yeah, we threw on, but both my husband and I definitely bought into the World Cup now big time. And Obviously in the last week, we were very invested and bringing it up wherever we could, you know, which is most unlike me. And I'm still at it, frankly.
Right, yeah. So that's Tanya, who's the spoofer and the waffler when it comes to the World Cup. Phil Egan from Off the Ball is with us. You're neither of those things. Did you enjoy this? Like, I know we're still two games to go, but can we sort of at this juncture say it's one that'll go down in history? Was it middling or was it bad?
No, it's been a great World Cup, and the football has basically saved it for all the other stuff that's gone outside of it. The football has been the winner in that sense. There's been a lot of stuff. I mean, the political aspect of things, the Balogun red card getting overturned, all that stuff. So the football itself has been excellent. Now, 102 games, I didn't watch them all. I couldn't.
You're also up very early in the morning.
I'm up at 5 a.m. every morning. So when it got really interesting, for example, Morocco-Netherlands was bizarrely a last 32 game. Just how the draw worked out, where you had a runner-up from a group and a group winner going head-to-head.
Well, Tanya knew all that because she's a bluffer anyway. She knew that information already.
That game was on at 2 a.m.
Right.
So I'm hardly going to stay up and watch it. But what I did, now the problem with my plan that time was Germany played Paraguay earlier. So say it was a 9 o'clock game.
Yeah, yeah.
And started watching that. My rule was if it kicks off after 9 p.m., you can't do it live. So if it kicked off at 9, fine, we can do it. Obviously, group stage games, they're over by 11. If there's extra time, we start getting into midnight. That's when it starts getting tricky. Germany lost to Paraguay that night in penalties. And then my plan was just to watch the first half of that, thinking Germany will have this sewn up by halftime. They didn't. Anyway, that goes to extra time penalties. Paraguay beat them. That's a big shock. But in the meantime, I'm thinking I have to go to bed now. So what I did that day, for example, was I got up at 4 a.m.
Okay.
Had it recorded and watched it. Any little breaks in play, you just fast forward it. Now, I know a few people who did the same. Now, they wouldn't have got up at 4 a.m. to watch it, maybe at 6 a.m. to watch it back. But the problem was they recorded it. That game also went to penalties. The recording ran out
Oh no.
at the end of extra time. So that was a little thing you had to look out for, that record the program after, just in case it goes to penalties.
That's a good tip now, Tanya, for you. That's for the next tournament you'll be watching. That's a great tip.
No, I'll be watching live. I mean, I'm a purist now. I wouldn't be doing this recording. That's for amateurs.
Did you get a taste of the game after this World Cup now? Will you continue to watch football?
Not a hope. No way. No, I mean, I love it because it's the countries. Do you know that kind of way? And I understand on some level that, you know, Germany and Paraguay winning against Germany is a big deal, you know. Norway winning against, let me think, with Brazil, massive deal. Do you know that kind of way?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm such a sucker for the underdog. So once Norway started to kind of make headway, I was kind of all in with them for a while. And, you know, you start to just put your weight in behind a few people like that, you know. And there seemed to be quite, I mean, look at me now talking absolute gubbins here. There seemed to be a few wild card kind of people that came through the tournament like that, which is great fun for someone like me who's not necessarily cleaved to anyone. I mean, I would have probably supported Cote d'Ivoire, the Ivory Coast, because with the enough drinks, it'll start to look a bit like the Irish flag. And you can kind of pretend then that we were there, you know, with the tricolour. You know, but you need a good few drinks now to reverse the colours on the Ivory Coast flag.
Yes, squint a little bit.
Phil, and, yeah, major.
Your standout moments then of this World Cup?
But I think one of the great stories, obviously, from an Irish point of view, is Pico Lopez. And the interesting thing about Sunday's final, Spain and Argentina both played Cape Verde. Spain drew nil all with them. Argentina beat them after extra time. So Cape Verde couldn't be beaten by the two World Cup finalists in 90 minutes. Pico Lopez was part of that. You know, he's become a household name for a lot of people in Ireland that mightn't have been familiar with him. Obviously, League of Ireland fans, we do League of Ireland games every Friday night. Pico Lopez is part of that. He's the Shamrock Rovers captain. That was one of the really great stories. Norway actually showing up at the World Cup. Haaland, people wondered what Haaland would be like in a major tournament. He delivered pretty much up until the England game. He didn't really get much of a chance that night. And the fact that they beat Brazil, they're just some of the stories. Yeah. The Messi thing, like Messi on his first night, we wondered what kind of version of Lionel Messi are we going to get. He was 38 at the start of the World Cup. He's 39 now. And then he scores a hat-trick against Algeria. Now, that was one. Argentina played at 2 a.m. I got up the next morning thinking, I wonder how Argentina got on. Checked 3-0. Went to the app and I saw Messi scored the first.
Yeah.
Kept scrolling down. It's like, he's got the second. It's like, he hardly got a hat-trick.
Yeah,
got a hat trick. That was amazing. So,
Who do you think is going to win on Sunday? Apart, of course, from FIFA, we should say. But who's going to win on Sunday? Do you think
FIFA and fans of Shakira and
Madonna?
Yes.
Who do you think will win?
I said this going into the England Argentina game that logic would have said that Argentina don't win the game, but they always seem to win. So this is their seventh final. They've won three, lost three. This team under Scaloni just never know when they're beaten. So I think Spain should beat them.
Mm.
But if you're putting me on the spot, I'd probably just lean towards Spain.
Let's ask the expert, Tanya. Tanya, where's the sensible money going on Sunday, do you think?
Do you know what? I'm going to be a bit of a contrarian. I'm going to say Spain as well, because they're a nice young team, you know, and it'd be lovely. I mean, this is me now, not with no waffling, element of experts, but I would love to see, waffling away, but they're a young team. You'd love to see a young team like that, you know, go all the way, wouldn't you?
Oh,
you know?
Yeah, as would you, because you care.
Sound like I know what I'm talking about.
It sounds like you care as well. Do you care about the halftime show? Who do we have? Justin Bieber, we've Madonna, Robbie Williams, I think, is
Shakira doing it. Has to be there.
I don't know if she is. Maybe she did the opening, didn't she?
Ah, yeah, but she's
sure she will.
She's been at all the games.
Yeah,
that's another thing. Actually, the camera, trying to test yourself of who are they. There's a lot of US sports personalities in there.
I struggled with that. Yeah,
and people, and I love the way some commentators just leave it silent, because in their head they're like, I don't really know who that is. I'm not going to have a guess.
Yeah. David and Victoria Beckham was the only one I recognised the other night. And Mick Jagger. Sorry, I recognised him as well. Just briefly, it is a mega, mega weekend in sport this weekend.
Ridiculous. So we have, obviously, the Open Championship going on at the moment, which Shane Lowry's doing quite well in. Rory McIlroy is moving a bit today, but he's still a fair bit off the lead. 8 shots when I came into studio. Shane Lowry's 5 off. So the ideal situation is we get the All-Ireland Hurling Final, Limerick and Galway. What a game. That's going to be repeated 2018. And then after that, if Shane Lowry or Rory McIlroy were in the mix for the Claret Jug, And then after that, we flick over to the World Cup final. That'd be a good way to, that's to spend like, Sunday.
It's 3 weekends working.
And in the sunshine. See, yeah. The problem, like when I was younger, you couldn't stay in when it was sunny. You weren't allowed.
Yeah. True.
So that's true. That's a tricky one. If you could find yourself, if you could bring the TV out to the back garden.
Yeah. And I heard as well that the opening ceremony or the closing ceremony is 90 minutes long. It's as long as the game itself. So it's madness. But anyway, Phil, thank you very much. You might give Tanya Sweeney a job and off the ball now.
Absolutely.
She's so good.
Yeah.
More women on air. Thank you, Tanya Sweeney there from the Irish Independent and Phil Egan from Off the Ball.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.